Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Lethal Code by Thomas Waite, performed by Tanya Eby. In 2012, former CIA Director and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta gave a startling speech about U.S. vulnerability to cyber warfare. The collective result of these kinds of attacks could be a cyber Pearl Harbor, an attack that would cause physical destruction and the loss of life. In fact, it would paralyze and shock the nation and create a new, profound sense of vulnerability. Before September 11th, 2001, the warning signs were there. We weren't organized, we weren't ready, and we suffered terribly for that lack of attention. We cannot let that happen again. This is a pre-9/11 moment. To the men and women who work tirelessly, in anonymity, defending the citizens of the U.S. against cyber attacks every day. Chapter 1. Lana Elkins watched her daughter, Emma, sweep into the kitchen so quickly that she was immediately suspicious. More so when her 14-year-old positioned herself behind the cooking island, which could hide whatever skimpy outfit she'd just put on for school. Lana waved her to the side. Come on, let me see. Emma's dark eyes flared as she moved begrudgingly into view. That's just over the top, Lana said, shaking her head at the gauzy mauve miniskirt. You can't possibly sit and be decent in that. Yes, I can, Emma insisted, helping herself to a frozen waffle that Lana had toasted for her. With her long black hair, fair skin, and freckles sprinkled delightfully across her nose, Emma bore a sharp likeness to her attractive mother. But the girl's get-up worried Lana, who knew that some boys would stop at little if they thought they'd been lured. The daily battle over Emma's outfits was getting tiresome. Lana had often wished a wholesome adult male were around to share the responsibility of child-rearing, especially with Emma starting to experiment with alcohol. But the man who'd fathered Emma was neither wholesome nor present, having fled for good as Emma entered toddlerhood, which might have been for the... Lana's thoughts were silenced by the lights turning dark in the kitchen. So did the matching sconces in the hallway a few feet away. A sunny September morning, but all the bulbs turned cold in a blink. She looked around, listening to the refrigerator shut down. It sounded like a strangely human groan. The whole house seemed to settle at once, as if the power had drained not only from lamps and stove and radio, but also the concrete foundation itself. She glanced at her watch, 7:40. In 5 minutes, she planned to drive Emma to school in suburban D.C. What's happening? Asked Emma.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?